This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3762 for Tuesday, the 3rd of January, 2023. Today's show is entitled, Existence is Pain. It is hosted by Operator and is about 22 minutes long. It carries an explicit flag. The summary is, RSI Carpal Tunnel Syndrome and Ergonomics.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Hacker Public Radio with your host, Operator. Don't have a ton of time here. This one's going to be pretty quick. Episode 78 of You Random, Boston Bronx was talking about, you know, repetitive stress injury and issues he's had and foresight. Yeah, first I would start out by saying, you know, if you got kids or if you know people in the industry that are in IT on keyboards all day, you need to tell them to invest in proper equipment and spend money in a nice chair and things like that. So I'm going to go through as quickly as I can because I have a fair amount of stuff. First started out with sitting improperly, leaning back in the chair, probably 20 years ago now. I did 12-hour shifts leaning back in a chair, and I had what I call, I think it's forward neck syndrome or mouse shoulder. And you can look for exercises on that. But mouse shoulder is essentially not getting support from your body for your arm. So your arm is not resting somewhere. You're not getting support. So all that weight from your entire arm is pulling on your back and all the muscles in your back. And you start to feel pain in your shoulders and your shoulders. You know, you get up and stretch your shoulders back. There's tons of exercises for a mouse shoulder. Specifically, we try to do yoga every day. That will help. Your basic stretches, find which stretches work for you and just do those whenever you're waiting for something or sitting in line or whatever. Yeah, you look awkward, but, you know, we're getting old. So that kind of started, you know, probably 20, 15 years ago. And I think I was kind of okay. I started with just having shoulder issues and shoulder muscle tension all the time. My wife actually gives me adjustments probably every 3 days and just cracks the top of my back, which gives me a fair amount of relief. Here in the past, this is probably a year, 2 years, I started noticing my appendages getting cold, my feet and hands. So I'm on 42 now. So my feet and hands were really cold. I've managed to get my feet from being frozen all the time. And that's helped a little bit by just wearing really good slippers. There's some North Face slippers that are like shoes on the bottom. And I use them for slippers because they're half slipper, half shoe. They have actual soles, not like your crappy slippers. So invest in some good slippers, like some good shoes/slippers that you can wear around the house, that you only wear around the house and not outside to, you know, fetch dog poop. So that helps with the feet. I started getting pain in my left hand started getting numbness in my left hand and coldness. So if you start feeling fatigue from anything, then it's a sign of you need to stop doing whatever that is. You're not supposed to sit for a long period of time. You're not supposed to stand for a long period of time. You're not supposed to do anything for a long period of time. You're supposed to be hunting and gathering, right? So that whole dynamic is all broken because no matter what you do, you're not supposed to be doing it for a long period of time. So having a standing desk, I chose a dual motor desk with no table so that I could just drop ship the desk and then I can go to Lowe's, Home Depot, have them cut you a MDF board is what I like. It smells for a while, but MDF board is good. And I use that for standing desks, sitting desks. So I'll stand sometimes, I'll sit sometimes, just depending on how I feel. If I start out sitting, I try to get up, set timers to walk. I take a walk, try to every day at 12. Try to take a walk, get some energy going. If your appendages are cold, do jumping jacks. That is as stupid as that sounds. Jumping jacks help out a lot. My left hand is the one that really got screwed up. I started to notice, you know, fatigue in the right hand, which is my mouse hand. I'm actually left-handed, but I'm right-handed mouse, of course. Started noticing fatigue in my right hand. So I switched to an ergonomic left-handed mouse. Now, we talked on, you know, Lawson Bronx talk about those left-handed mice. I wouldn't go hard on a left-handed mice. I would actually feel like the diagonal mice are better because the left-handed mouse, you're completely working against gravity and you're using muscles that you wouldn't normally use. And there's not a lot of good actual ergonomic left-handed mice that I can see out there. Maybe right-handed, I don't know. But there's a big stink about, you know, non-left-handed peripherals, especially for gamers and things like that. So anyways, I would recommend something that's big. The bigger, the better. I have a big hand. I'm 6-something. But I have a fairly long, lanky hands, and these tiny little mice don't do it for me. So, yeah, get a big mouse, maybe a trackball. You can try that. Actually try different things. So maybe you use a trackball, and it's annoying. And training your whole body to use a left-handed mouse is actually pretty bad. It took me close to 2 weeks. And I would say maybe a month of solid left-handed mice and switching to the vertical. The problem with that is you're using muscles you've never used before. So you're going from never using your left index finger to click to using your left index finger to click all day. And you're working against gravity. So I think that's some of the problems with the completely vertical mice is that you're sort of working against gravity and you're kind of straining to click that button. Whereas if it's down, you're working with gravity to push that button down. That's the feedback that I've gotten, and I feel like the same way. So I went extreme left-handed, extreme vertical. So I had issues with my hands, and I was doing something. And that day, I was like, oh, this isn't good. And either the next day or the day after that, I played a Switch game, which you had to hold one of the triggers on the top of the controller and use the joystick, whatever. What happened when I did that is I played for about 20 minutes and I had just bad pain, like pretty bad pain in my left hand. And that was pretty much it. I've been suffering from that pain. Basically, anytime I get on the keyboard and use my left hand to type, I will have pain within 30 minutes, an hour. If that, within 30 minutes, 15 minutes, I will have pain if I start. So I've been trying to use just my right hand to do keyboard, keyboard mouse. It's a result of not listening to your body and doing the right things and having the right posture and things like that. What I will say is, you know, take breaks, set a timer to do walks, do yoga every night if you can, every morning, whatever. And take breaks, do stretches if you can, whenever you can, idling. The as far as the carpal goes is, I don't know if I'm going to be able to repair this without having surgery, but I use a FTURO 3M by 3M. They make a little wrist strap thing. I'm going to try to see if I can track everything that I've purchased for this ergonomic stuff. I bought a Futuro Knight wrist support, and that's both hand, left hand, right hand. It's a, what do you call it, ambidextrous thing. So FUTURO Knight wrist support. They say that's the best thing you can do. If you wear it every night, don't wear it too tight. It kind of keeps you unconsciously aware that it's there and it keeps you from like sleeping on your wrist and causing more damage. I can't seem to get anything. I don't know if I'm getting better. It's been a month now. But I'm going to try to take care of it. And, you know, people can say, you know, up to a year, 6 months to get kind of some relief from doing that. But I know I'm pretty much screwed at this point. So the nighttime wristband, I bought another thing that's a Futuro Energizing Wrist Support. So Futuro Energizing Wrist Support Left. So they have and I got the extra large, and it doesn't even feel extra largey. It comes with a metal plate, and that metal plate was excruciating. So I had to take the metal plate out. Another thing purchased is Dr. Frederick's Original Arthritis Gloves for Women and Men. They start out tight, but eventually they will loosen up. I got the large ones. And again, I have a pretty decent sized hand. I don't have big hands, big sausage fingers. I have lanky fingers. So you'll probably want to get like an extra large if you're a sausage hand, or do reread the comments. I also got a Lunix, L-U-N-I-X, LX3 cordless electronic hand massager with compression, 6 levels of blah, blah, blah. That one, I don't think has actually helped me. It just ends up hurting more. I think it's supposed to do like arthritis, pain release, carpal tunnel. I guess if you've had a really bad day and you've ignored your symptoms or whatever, you use this stuff. It's fairly expensive for what it is. And I don't think I've reaped the benefit from it or using it right. I mean, it does feel good to have that hand massage, but it is definitely, I think, doing more harm than it's good. I don't know. Kind of physical therapy, look online. There are stretches you can do. Put your hand up against the wall, and then you turn your neck the opposite direction, and that'll stretch that carpal tunnel out. So there's tons of stretches you can do for carpal tunnel specific stuff for your wrist. Some people swear by this Cherry Tart, Dynamic Health brand Cherry Tart. I tried it for 2 bottles worth, and I don't think it did anything. They also have like glucosamines and all your arthritis type of stuff. Doesn't seem to make any difference at all. Really, the best you can do is the yoga, the stretches, try not to piss off whatever it is, and maintain good posture. That's all I'll say about the carpal stuff. As far as general posture, your eyes want to be kind of right at the top of the screen. I'm actually more comfortable with it towards like the top third of the screen, not the very tip top. Excuse me. So for some people like it at the very top, and they have to kind of look down. I like it at the top one third. So it really just depends on how you sit and your posture. I got a nice Harman Miller Aero chair used. They can sort of kind of buy them used. If you have a furniture shop or a office supply place, you can call them up and see if they have a Boneyard, and they might be able to help you out and get you like a Boneyard chair for relatively cheap. If you do experience that shoulder pain, there's 2 things you can try. You can try raising your the side part, the elbow support. There's tons of tutorials out there, but really your feet need to be flat, your hands need to be kind of like at a 90 degree, and your elbows need to be supported. Now, I think some of that has consequences. So I kind of switch back and forth. My work desk has support now, or a little bit of support for my shoulders, and my home desk has no support for my shoulders, because I found that if I get the support for my shoulders, if I rest my elbows on the arm, I have shoulder issues for whatever reason. I don't know if it's a response of just tensing up those shoulder muscles or just something else is going on, but I found that when I drop the arms, I will have some of that shoulder pain to go away. But really, it's about being dynamic, finding what doesn't work, staying away from that, and then everything else being dynamic. So if you find that, you know, your chair at the office sits really low, then maybe put the chair at your house a little bit higher or something like that. You don't want to get stuck in a static position for a long time. So I have two kind of cubes. One's a standing desk that I stole, and another one is a standard cube. So I'll transition in between there. If I start to steal like today, my shoulders are tensed up. I haven't done any exercise in 3 weeks because it's been wet here in Atlanta. I get out on the bike. That helps loosen everything up. Is a great way to loosen stuff up, because you're unintentionally using muscles you don't use. You're jiggling up and down on the trail, and all of your stuff is kind of forced to just relax and get ironed out. Honestly, hot baths actually work. soaking those muscles. If you have like a chronic pain, you want to use like a heat. If it's a inflammation pain, you want to take some Advil. You know, any ibuprofen. Your Tylenol is going to be for pain. Your ibuprofen is going to be for that inflammation reducer. So if you have pain that's not chronic pain from like joints or whatever, you know, bad back or something, then you always want to do cold, and you always want to do that ibuprofen, the inflammation thing. So with that said, that will help with some of any of the posture stuff. I will say that I got a fancy keyboard. It's like a Kinesis. I don't even know if I can find it. Let me see. It's a Kinesis keyboard. It's a split two keyboard, ergonomic, that has, you can buy an additional little attachment that elevates it. So it was stupid expensive. It is a very sturdy keyboard. I have two gaming keyboards that are clicky keys. This one is a softer touch, obviously. It's a split keyboard setup, so you can adjust however you want to adjust it. Depending on where your shoulders are and where your shoulders are apart, I don't even use it the way I'm supposed to use it because I can't even use my left hand right now. Or I do not want to use my left hand. I just want to do my physical therapy and try and get this healed up before I switch to the Kinesis keyboard. It's a weird keyboard. It doesn't have a number pad on the right side, but it does have like the page up, page down stuff on the left-hand side. I've also have on my GitHub, just do GitHub Freeload 101, FREELOAD 101. You can find under the scripts folder, I have an auto hotkey script that I'm working with that changes hotkeys around, basically changes functions around. So instead of the problem with a lot of the keyboard setups is Control V. If you can imagine stretching your fingers all the way across Control V and Control C, those are very long distances. So if we can minimize that impact and that stretching, which I think is primarily what my issue is that stretching of the hand and the arcing of the hand and holding that hand up, will help. So I've rebound keys like Alt to like Alt A is like, you know, paste, or Control Z is paste what's in the clipboard, and Alt A is copy, and Alt S is paste. And I've used the function keys to do stuff. So I can do a lot of things with either my right hand or my left hand, and I'm not having to do like Control C. I tried various things like binding the number keys. Those don't work because when you're typing numbers, everything gets all jacked up. So I've pretty much been limited to like using the Alt key, and sometimes just the Alt key and a holding down that key, and gives me basically a range of keys that I can bind to. So with Alt, left Alt and right Alt, I can essentially rebind all of my hotkeys to be ergonomically feasible. I think that's a lot of problem with why people have carpal, is that they're stretching their fingers all over the place to like do Control V, Control C. And I do a lot of copying and a lot of pasting. I do not do a lot of typing. I do a lot of copying and pasting. All right, we're already at 17 minutes. I'd like to thank Stony from the AOL Underground podcast. If you haven't checked that out, it's hilarious. Old school stories about AOL and just kids hacking on stuff and pwning everything. But he has had some issues too. And he gave me a lot of these links and stuff to try. You know, I have talked to my doctor, and he said that, you know, surgeries could be an option, but I haven't extensively talked to him, and I haven't talked to a specialist or anything yet. So that might be my next step, is I'm going to give myself like another 15 days, another month. And if I'm not getting any better, and if I can't be on the keyboard but for, you know, 5 minutes without having pain, I'm going to try to take that next step and see a professional that can maybe do physical, you know, direct physical therapy. Things just as simple as like holding a cup can change the way that your symptoms kind of flare up. Anyways, there's some other stuff I have. Again, the standing desk is an option, the motorized standing desk. I don't move the one at the house that often. If I am going to be working on something I know is electronic in nature or not sitting on the computer, I'll actually pull the desk up, and if I'm doing it for research or I'm on my workbench, which is I call it a Murphy workbench. You can buy what I did is I just bought a sheet of MDF, and then I bought these two little, they're 500 pound, but they're little folding, little L brackets. And that's to say they're not little by any means, but they're little folding brackets and very sturdy. And I got two of them. I put a piece of MDF on top of that, and then I put it at almost my shoulder level, and I'm 6 feet tall. So the problem with working on things, soldering, electronics, I had the old man goggles that you put on for the light, have an LED attached to them. The problem with every single table is that the table I'm here in the office is, I don't know, it feels like 2 feet off the ground. I can pull my leg up with my foot and touch the top of the table. Like it's way too low. So all tables are too low for tall people. All tables are too low to be working benches anyways. So I took this idea that I would have like everything almost at arm level where my arms come out, my shoulder level. So I'm almost resting my elbow, my entire arm on the workbench at the level that it's at. So I can do soldering, I can do whatever, I can zoom in, and I don't have to worry about leaning over and having that chronic pain around, you know, leaning over the desk and working on something. So that's helped a fair amount. But yeah, the biggest thing is, you know, exercise, do yoga, stretches, find some stretches that work for you throughout the day, take breaks. If you have to, set alarms and then snooze them. I've snoozed some of my alarms for up to an hour. So like I've snoozed them like six times. But having that say, okay, I can't stop now. I can't stop in 30 minutes, but okay, it's been 45 minutes. I can stop, take a break. The alarm keeps going off for me to go do something besides work. That can help with some kind of timer that you can't avoid. But anyways, I've rambled on enough. I hope this helps somebody. There's nothing we can do for us old folks. So what I would suggest is if you see a coworker who's a little younger or maybe they're an intern, you tell them, hey, look, man, here's some links, a proper posture. Start thinking about it now. Start thinking about repetitive stress syndrome. Start thinking about our carpal tunnel, because you are going to get it if this is your profession. It's really a matter of time. So it catches us all, right?
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.